My name's Philip Rowe and I'm the Partnerships Manager at the Atkinson in Southport.
Hello, I'm Nori Beza-Calvert. I'm one of three directors from a local organisation, Southport Contemporary Arts.
The Atkinson brings together three elements of what was used to be the art service for Sefton. An art gallery with permanent collections of decorative and fine art and Egyptology, a museum of all local artefacts telling the local history of the coast along Sefton, two theatres, a library, cafe, tourist information centre. So it brings together all these different bits of different buildings all under one roof for the first time.
How do you feel that the art scene has changed in Sefton and in particular in Southport in recent years?
The arts have got to work harder. The arts have been recognised now, they have been for a long time, but the impact they have on lifestyle issues to do with health and ageing more positively. And the Atkinson's obligation is to make that work in practice by bringing in all sorts of partners from health and social care organisations and the independent arts sector into the building to deliver programmes that help us and help them as well. It's a well-being hub as well, because the arts service and the Atkinson operates within the council under the Health and Wellbeing Directorate. We have an obligation to co-locate services as much as we can so that we're not just about exhibitions and high art. We're about middle art and we're about people's perception of culture in a way that they don't really understand themselves, other than the fact that it supports active aging, active lifestyles, more community involvement, so that it's not a sort of like a temple of art that people are afraid to go through the door of. It's as natural as coming to a library to borrow a book, and while they're here, they will meet new friends, they will learn information about Keep Fit, they will learn about high art if they want to, they will buy tickets for a comedy show. There's all sorts of things they can do in the one visit over the course of a whole day if they wanted to stay here.
I think we, as quite a few organisations did when cuts started to happen in this sector, started thinking, right, well, we know that we've got a thriving creative community here in Southport. Let's start doing it for ourselves. Before the Atkinson reopened, there was a dearth of central activity, and so more organisations sprang up. We've been going 6 years now. And in that time, we've opened workshop studios. We've opened studios to professionals working in graphics, painters. We put on exhibitions. We try and support individual artists to flourish, but we also have a major stream of trying to, just as the Atkinson does, to try and get people out on the street in our community involved with creative activity for all the good that we know that it brings to their lives.
And the arts is being supported by local business in Southport too?
Yes, Southport is a bid town. All the commercial businesses within the town centre pay into a levy to activities they feel will drive footfall into the town. We're working in association with them this year for our sixth annual arts trail. Something we've been running now since we started is a way of showcasing our artists' work and getting out into the community and making sure that people can engage with creative activities of all natures. 23rd of May to the 31st of May. So it's the long bank holiday, but on Lord Street we'll have our design and make fair, we will have three visual arts exhibitions, we'll have a big textile exhibition, we'll have writing workshops, we'll have drumming workshops, we'll have choirs. So it'll be great.